the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 11. So good to see you in our service today. I appreciate the day that the Lord saved me. I cannot get over. You know, you'll forget a lot of times what people do for you, but you never will get over what people do to you. And so in 1981, the Lord of glory done something to me. He's done something for all of us. But it's extra special when He does something to you. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. The Bible said, verse 16, Paul, I say again, let no man think me a fool. Otherwise, yet as a fool, receive me that I may boast myself a little. Which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I'll glory also. For if ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. If you suffer, if a man bring you to bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. He said, something happened to me. He said in verse 24, he said, I received 40 stripes, back off one to 39. He said, thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day, and I've been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers. He said, in perils by mine own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, and perils among false brethren. Turn around, tell somebody this morning to hush your whining. Amen. Hush, you whining. Lord, that's pretty good, ain't it? Holy Ghost just give me that. I like that. I wish I'd got it yesterday to preach on that thought this morning. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often. What about this? In hunger and thirst. Fastings often. What about this? In cold and nakedness. He said, I've been there. I've done it all. He said, beside those things, this is a weighty statement that many of you don't even know what he's talking about this morning, but I do. He said, those things that are without, that which cometh on me daily, the care of all the churches. Who's weak, and I'm not weak. Who's offended, I burn not. Now, verse 31, verse 30, he said, if I must needs glory, I'll glory in the things which concern my infirmities. Brother Dennis, he said, if I'm going to shout about something, I'm going to shout about something that afflicts me. Boy, you know you got to shout when you can shout on affliction. Then he said this. He said, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. He said, in Damascus, the governor under Artes, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hand. It's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I'll come to visions and revelations of the Lord. He said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago when the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I can't tell, God knoweth such a one caught up to the third heaven. Thank you for standing this morning. Honoring the reading of the Word of God. I'd like to preach today out of the text of 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 33. There's a phrase I'm interested in. Paul said, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall. I want to preach on this simple Bible thought this morning on when life lets you down. When life let you down. Notice he said, through a window and a basket was I let down. I want to ask you this morning, friend, have you ever been let down? Have you ever been sailing on in life, doing pretty good, and all of a sudden you woke up and you experienced a great letdown? I want to ask you this by way of preaching. I want to ask you, has people ever let you down? Has people ever let you down? I don't know about you, but I've met some mean people. I don't like mean people. Some of you say, well, why don't you go out and eat with me? Because I don't like to eat with mean people. Say, why don't you come over and play with me? Because I don't like to play with mean people. Say, I don't like mean people. Well, why don't you come and go to show with us? Because I don't like to watch movies with mean people. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Go on, turn that halo on up. The phones are ringing. Pick up and get it to help you this morning. Oh, mean people. It's amazing to me how mean people can get. People that are backbite and talk. People that instead of loving their brother and sister, they find a way to push the roast or the chicken away on Sunday and have a good word to say about them. Go and get you a swallow of water right there before you choke. What are you saying this morning, preacher? I'm saying I don't care for mean people. And I found out people will let you down. Not only mean people, but I'm missing people. Anybody ever told you I'll be there for you, preacher? But you turn around and say, well, where'd all y'all go? Missing people. I wonder anybody ever come out missing in your life. That you thought sure you could just really count on. Now, come on now. You ain't a fool of me. I done looked out there in the parking lot and seen what you drove up in this morning. There's enough four-wheel drives out yonder to sell. Ain't no way we could ever have any debt around here. Just the four-wheel drives in this parking lot. I'm glad I passed the rednecks with real problems. Amen. I am a redneck. Thank God for it. I'm glad of that. I'm glad to be in that company this morning. Some of you looking at me like a calf at a new gate. Just hang around a while. It'll get on you too. But I've noticed not only these people let you down, these mean people, but these missing people. It's amazing to me the people that ain't got no glue in their britches. You know something? They'll sit in their recliner and they'll watch a TV show an hour and a half and preacher preach about 45 minutes, get lathered up like a good raging mad dog, and some folks got an issue with that. I don't understand that crap. I tell you what's wrong with you. You're used to a little old girl preaching to you, watching her clock all the time. What we need to do is get back to some old time preaching down at the house of God. He said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe, honey. Hey, a preacher's not to be a politician. Now, you can preach the Word of God and love people, but Brother Randall, you got to toe the line. If it hurts you or hurts me or Brother Gerald hurts you or Miss Faith, it just don't matter. You say, well, you stepped on my toes. Get them out of the aisle. Matter of fact, I wasn't aiming that low nohow. I missed. I was aiming for your heart. And so the problem nowadays... Oh, how many times people has let us down. Oh, mean people and missing people. They'll say, now, I'll be there for you. If you ever need me, call me. And our phone's been disconnected. Preacher, I'll be there for you now. I'll be there for you. Not only mean people and missing people, but misleading people. It's amazing to me of how that so many people have entrusted people to help them with their belongings and with their goods, but soon to find out that they could not put their trust in people because they're misleading people. I will say, you don't know people. You don't know people. Some of you thought you know people till somebody died and they went to splitting the wheel up. Go on, smile right there. You'll find out then, honey, where people's at. Now I'm preaching out of 20 years of experience this morning. You ain't walked in on a little old boy that's got out of Sunday school someplace down at the mortuary. Honey, I'm preaching out of 20 years of experience in my guts this morning. People will let you down. Oh, people. You know something? Apostle Paul had people let him down. And so be careful you don't get your eyes fixed too high on a people. Because people let you down. Don't turn around to somebody this morning and tell them, say, people let you down. They need to know that before they leave here. People let you down. You know why they let you down? Because they're like you. They're human. Psalmist David said, who could know our heart? No one but the Lord. You say, I know what I'll do. Honey, you don't know what to do with the bear till you get a hold of him. My daddy told me, he said, boy, you be careful, say what you do. You don't know what you do. Everybody knows how to handle the bear till they get a hold of him. I know what I'd do. I know what I'd do if I was pastor. Won't you wear them 12s around a week or two? See what you'd do with them. Oh, if them's my young ones, I'll tell you what I'd do. Buddy, I'd jerk a knot in them and I'd have them walking like shoelaces down the middle of the road. I'd have them saluting me when they got it. They'd probably hide your curling iron. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying don't put your eyes on people. Now watch this. Talking about when life lets you down. Paul said this in 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 7. 2 Timothy 4 and 7. I'm going to get you real mad and leave you for a week. Let Brother Mike sort it all out. Amen. Bring your fire hose tonight, Brother Mike. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, Paul said this. He said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. I've kept the faith. He said, henceforth. That's something ought to concern all of us. It ain't just about now, honey. There's another world ahead of all of us. If you saved, you go to heaven. If you're not saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you go to hell. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. Not to me only, but to all them also that love His appearing. You're going to get a crown if you're glad when He comes. Now watch your Bibles. He said, do thou diligence to come shortly to me. Right to his young preacher Timothy. Here it is, verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed to Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, and Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke's with me. What are you talking about? What you so tore up, preacher? What you so tore up about? People. People let you down. Watch your Bible now. Colossians 4 and 14. Let me show you what happened. Colossians 4, 14. Paul's writing to the church. And he says this in Colossians 4:14. He said, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Here's a Bible character named Demas that was with Paul at the beginning. Now it carries on over to the little book of Philemon, verse 24. Turn over there to the right, if you would, to Philemon, verse 24. And watch what Paul says. It's an astounding statement. He said, Marcus, Articus, and Demas, and Lucas, my fellow laborers. Now, preacher, what happened to Demas? I tell you what happened to Demas, honey. That's what the Bible said. He loved this present world. If any of you ever heard a Sunday school lesson, you ought to get a recording of what was taught right here this morning. And I'm going to tell you something he said that I was going to hold, but I'm afraid if I hold it, I'll forget it, and I won't never get to use it, so I'm going to give it to you. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doeth ruin, and where thieves break through and steal. but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doeth not corrupt, nor thieves break through and steal. Now here it is. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. It don't say where your heart is, there's where your treasure is. I've heard a lot of preachers tell me, you better watch your heart, and I realize that. But we better not watch our heart. We better keep an eye on our treasure. Because he said, where your treasure is, boy, that's where your heart's going. You know why folks ain't here this morning? Their treasure ain't right. Your treasure takes you where your heart is. You better watch your treasure, honey. That's what's wrong with America this morning. We got so blessed, we don't need God no more. And now, hearts have went out to treasure instead of God. Maybe God's doing something in our country and bring us to our knees at the church house to get filled again. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we got to not only knock this wall out, but we knock this wall out? And I believe it's coming. Bible said in the last days, perilous times shall come. Stressful times, what that perilous means. And honey, I'm going to tell you, if you don't believe it's coming, you crippled too high for crutches this morning. Oh, people will let you down. You say, well, what happened to Demas? He was a fellow laborer. I've known a lot of them. But you know something? The Bible said, he which hath grabbed a hold of that plow stock, and looking back is not even fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. People let you down. Oh, not so and so. Better get your eyes off people. People let you down. You know something? Wouldn't that be something to be with a man, Brother Mike, all of his young days, Brother David, Brother Tim, all of his young days. An old man got old. And he looked around, he said, what happened? That boy started with me. Somewhere or another, the devil got a hold of old Demas. And he got his treasure in the wrong place. And he run after that treasure to the world. You listen to me, Mom and Daddy. He that dies with the most toys don't win. It's what you doing with your life sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. Raising your young'uns to know who God is and what the Holy Ghost is. What the worship of God is and fellowship is. What a real man of God is. What the people of God are. Don't get your eyes on people. You'll be disappointed. Listen to me. Listen to me. You will not escape this life without disappointments. But you've got a decision on discouragement. I'm disappointed nearly every week of my pastoring life, but I don't have to be discouraged. Discourage is an option. Things may not go my way, and I'll be disappointed, Brother Wendell, but I don't have to be discouraged in it. One life. Let you down. Wonder, has people ever let you down? I don't want to be one of them people that grab a hold of the plow. You know something keeps this preacher as much in the straight and narrow, second to the Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost first. I can't do what I used to do. He lives in me. He walks with me and talks with me. Said he'll abide with you forever. But you know, second thing keeps me in line. Your little young'uns come around here and drop in that bucket. And to think for 130 minutes that I could act crazy and turn around here and them little young'uns say, where'd my preacher go? Where'd my preacher go? Your children mean a lot to me. You can take this ever how you want to. It don't matter. They mean enough to me. I'll fight for them. This wasn't on the outline, but I thought about it. So. Them kind of things mean something to me.
Amen, brother. Yes.
Some little old youngin handed me this to me and Mr. Ned at the back door said, I love you so much, both of you. Got a cross there with God in it and Jesus in the oven. Don't put you, Brother Randall, don't put your faith in people. We all human. Brother Mike, we won't know what we do till we get there with it. Be careful. You remember when Jesus caught that woman in adultery? You remember what he said? A lot of people miss this. Watch. He wrote something in the ground. That's what he said. Ye that are without sin, cast the first stone. Why didn't he say we without sin cast the first stone? Because he had had to throw one, honey. He's never had sin. But he said, you boys that's doing all this accusing, he said, I want you to throw the first rock if you ain't got none in your life. People let you down. Number two, places let you down. You ever thought if you could just get to that place? I won a trip one time with work. They sent us out to the Rockies. I'd heard about it all my life. My young'uns is little. And the Holy Ghost gave me this thought when Brother Adam was teaching this morning about this point of these places, you know, these high places. If I could just get to that high place, it ain't all what it's cracked up to be. See, the higher you get, the easier you're shot. And everybody sees you when you're up there. Any little mistake you do, they see you. And any little bobble that you make, you're apt to fall a long way. But I got this. We got to the Rockies. Boy, a country boy from Bowden, Georgia. I'd never been to Colorado. That was amazing. The roads are so wore out. You could let loose your steering wheel. And they had such a track in the road, your car would just fall it right down the road like a train track. We got in a motel. My kids were so happy, boy. Daddy, when we going to the Rockies? When we going top of the Rockies? We're going tomorrow. We rented us a car, and Brother Gerald, we drove. And at the base of that mountain, now some of you legalistic people, forgive me of this, but my children wore shorts. And when we got on top of that mountain and I got out of the car, it was a spitting snow. It's cold in them high places. You think if I could just get there, boy, I'll have it all. I got to thinking, you know something, when I was unloading that truck, if I could just run that plant, boy, if I could just get there. And you know something, Brother Kevin, God let me get there, but it ain't near what I thought it was there. I want you to notice what happened to Bible care. Now, I'll be closing. I sense some of you drifting. Maybe because I'm not kicking a pew or nothing this morning. Is that, you want pews picked or kicked? Is that what you want? Even my blood sugar's getting out. I can't even talk right. But you hang on, honey. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. I didn't get to preach last week. Remember, I didn't. 2 Chronicles 33. Watch what the Bible says. Talking about when life lets you down. High places. 2 Chronicles 33 and verse number 18, there's a Bible character appears on the pages called Manasseh. He said the rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer to his God and the words of the seers that spake to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him and all his sins. And here it is, in his trespass and the places where he built high places And he set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seer. I've noticed this about people. Most of the time when they get in high places, they get humbled. Our new president said he knew how to fix America's problem. But you know something? He's done found out there's more problems there he can fix. You ever thought, well, if I get in that high place, buddy, I'll have it. But I tell you what they'll do. They'll humble you, friend. You'll find out you ain't no near what you thought you know. It's a lonely place up yonder. Lonely. Not only a high place, what about a home place? I went through Oak Mountain yesterday. It was so pretty. I wanted a place so bad. I went through and I drove around and I noticed all these big fine homes, something stuck up in the yard out front. You know what I noticed this? That crowd that's always looking down on you and say that you ain't got nothing and they've arrived because of a nice home place. I notice this. They meet me coming back in the road. Everything glitters, not gold. I was raised in a country and I'm glad of it. And any of you don't want no more of this 30-minute country preaching, you can leave right now. But I noticed something about an old cow standing in green pasture. You ever notice, brother, how they'll reach their neck, plumb out over the ditch bank, try to get what they can't get to? And they're just standing on a nice place. Grass ain't always greener on the other side. You better thank God for what you're living in today. I've seen people living under bridges. I've seen them living out in an environment that men that our house pets wouldn't swap with. We ought to be thankful. High places. Has places ever let you down? If I could just get that. If I could just get... Let me ask this. Parents. Has parents ever let you down? I hear this flimsy excuse all the time. I was abused as a child. That's what made me crazy. I wish some of you was raised under my daddy. This time out you doing, it ain't working. He'd take time out. What y'all need to do is get you a good razor strap with a nail on the wall and write time out on it and let them look at it. Seen a woman at a restaurant the other night. Me and Miss Renee sat in down there at Osaka. What a place. Woman come in, little old boy running from her, running around the table. She'd start around this side, he'd go around that side. She'd start around this side, he'd run around that side. I said, time out ain't working. Time out ain't working. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. I ain't talking about beating young. I ain't talking about child abuse. I'm talking about teaching them, yes, sir, no, sir. I'm talking about them discipline. If you don't put a few stripes on them now, the government will later. I like that. I like it, Brother Adam. I like it. Don't care how much he screams, you ain't going to kill him. Put it to him. Put it to them. Well, my daddy grabbed me, Brother Randall. It wasn't this going around. He said, boy, you better stand there. My dad had this saying in Tennessee, stuck with me. He said, boy, I'm going to get a hold of you and I ain't going to turn you loose till it thunders. And he brought thunder. My daddy raised us on the stars and the stripes. He brought the stripes. I seen the stars. Has your parents ever let you down? My mom and dad have done me wrong. I could tell you some things. Your mouth would fly open, happened to me as a kid. But it ain't made me crazy. You've got an option. You've got a choice. That's a cop-out. It's a cop-out. I know raising young'uns is very important. I know that. I know we can't get away from our raising, whether good or bad. But listen to me. Quit blaming your sin on your mom and daddy. Somebody holler, good preaching. It's a little lonely up here this morning. Amen, Brother David. Amen, Brother Tim. Amen, Brother Rodney. What about you, Brother Joe? Amen. Thank God, Brother Joe say amen. It's on. Parents let you down. Psalmist David experienced it. Look what he said. Now I'll be closing down. Look, if you would, in Psalms 27 and verse number 10, I want to leave you with this thought. Psalms 27, verse number 10. He said this, when, you can go and underline that, not if. But in Psalms 27, 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Megan Mason, your mom and dad is human. Boy, I've made my mistakes. Ain't you, Brother Gerald? Lord, young boys, if I could just go back and take some things back that I'd done. If I could just take them things back, but I can't. Some things that I act so foolishly about that now I'm older that I realize I've got a little bit more wisdom. I found out that first little one we had, them little things wasn't so bad. The things we'd beat her to death for and let the second one go far. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Oh, some of y'all look around like I'm crazy. You know what I'm talking. That little grand young'un don't do no wrong. Oh, I wish I could take it back. I was too busy trying to catch a fish or shoot a deer. I'd have been home. My babies, where my wife was, 11 on them, Brother Tim. You're preaching this morning, brother. You're right, brother. Them young'uns on your toes now, boys. It's coming today. They fits a bit on your heart. Some of you out there running the whirlwind, you say, well, if I can get this job and make that, then I'll have more. Honey, if you lose your young'uns, you've lost everything. Yes, sir. When life lets you down, people let you down, places. Well, I seen this yesterday. Daniel 3, verse 8. Don't talk about me if I get a little lengthy this morning. I just got a lot in me. I got to get out. Daniel 3, verse number 8. Has your promotion ever let you down? You ever thought if I could just get that promotion? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got one. You know what? It landed them in the fire. Look what he said. Daniel 3, verse number 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. He said, King, they ain't a bowing. He said, them boys you promoted over there? I said, they doing pretty good. So Daddy Rabbit gets mad at them. They wouldn't bow to that old king. They said, no, we ain't bowing to your image, to your God. We're going to serve our God. He said, if it be so, our God is able. And I want you to remember that today. They found themselves right in a fire. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes God will deliver you out of the fire, and then sometimes God will deliver you through the fire. You'll notice, you know the story. You heard it in Sunday school 100 times. They heated the furnace up 7 times more than it had ever been. Cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in there. And the king said, lo, he said, my eyes is messed up. He said, dude, no, we cast 3 men in the fire. He said, I see 4 in the fire. Amen. Well, long story short, when it's over, 3 come out. He stayed in there. Why did the Lord stay in the fire? He's waiting on you. He's waiting on me. He didn't come out with them boys. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, buddy, he'll walk with you through the fire. Now I read something down. Now I'm going to close. Let me share. I want you to come. We've had a good time preaching. Now I'm going to get serious with you just a minute. I want to show you something. People ever let you down? Places? Parents? Did you catch what I read there? Chapter 12, verse 2 of the text. Paul said, I was let down by the wall and escaped his hands. He said, verse 2, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether by it I can tell, whether not by it I cannot tell. But God knows such a one called up to the third heaven. What are you saying, preacher? This is exactly what I'm saying. This is exactly what I wanted you to come down here and hear this morning. Is man will let you down, but God will lift you up. How many times have I been let down? But the Lord picked me up. These things that's happened that I'm not even at liberty to tell you about in my life. But you know what? Out of all of those, I can't tell you a time that the Lord wasn't with me. Don't ever let nobody tell you the Lord won't hurt you, because He will. But He loves you too much to harm you. He'll allow things happen to you to make you realize where your hope's at. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, friends with Jesus, her brother died. Sent for the Lord, he stayed right where he was. He turned around the side and said, now we can go. They'd have never known the God of resurrection until something died. How big's God? Bigger than men you'll ever know. He can forgive you of your sins this morning. Cast all your sins and see forgiveness. I don't care what's going on in your home, in your marriage, with your children, with your job, with your work. You say, well, preacher, I pay my tithes, I love God, I'm faithful, I'm laid off and don't have a job. You know why? Because the right one ain't there yet. He got something better in store for you. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Listen, He didn't write that to this world. All things don't work together for the good of this world. But to those that love God and are the called according to His purpose, God's working stuff out for me and you that's so much better and we don't even know. And I ain't got the time to tell you the times I thought it would never work again. But today it's better. And so you know all I can do, Brother Gerald, is just trust Him that it's coming a better day. That's all I can do. When life lets you down, you got an option. You're just going to throw a towel in and quit? Are you going to trust the God of the Bible that told you that it's right, that you can trust Him? Stand with us this morning. What you need? Whatever you need today, I want to open this altar up. You come. I can tell you this. When life lets you down, there is a God.